Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, February 17th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Just 4 in 10 Americans support President Biden's handling of the pandemic. Hillary Clinton responds to allegations her campaign spied on Donald Trump. Americans take more credit card debt on. The Chinese Olympics whimper to an end. Also ahead, is it morally wrong to reject migrants? But first, a new poll from Politico says 39% of voters approve of the president's handling of COVID. 41% say he's done a poor job. Others apparently don't know. New infections are down about 60% compared to 4 weeks ago. Hospitalizations dropping 35%, many places losing mandates as the virus relents. Los Angeles lifting its outdoor mask requirement. Folks still ordered to wear coverings indoors. Hillary Clinton denying her team spied on the Donald Trump campaign in 2016-17. Court documents show tech firms were hired to infiltrate Trump Tower in Manhattan before the 2016 election. Says Mrs. Clinton, quote, "Trump and Fox News are desperately spinning up a fake scandal to distract from his real ones. The more his misdeeds are exposed, the more they lie." Well, talk about spin. We'll find out, Mrs. Clinton. Inflation hammering Americans, U.S. households taking on more debt than any other time in history. 91 million people say they live with the daily fear of maxing out credit cards. 28% of adults are less than $100 from their limit. The average family owes $8,000 to the credit card companies. A third have drained their savings accounts since COVID hit 2 years ago. The Winter Olympics wrapping up in China. The games are a ratings disaster for NBC. Viewership down 50% compared to the 2018 Olympics in South Korea. Just 13 million people watch the competitions each day. Norway on top so far, 28 medals. Russia 24, Germany 20, the USA 19. Closing ceremonies are set for Sunday. Olympics will be in Paris for the Summer Games. In a moment, folks who illegally come to the USA, how should we treat them? Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Acting in a compassionate way towards migrants. It's complicated. First, the facts. There are between 10 and 15 million illegal immigrants living in the USA right now, according to the Department of Homeland Security. Border arrests during Donald Trump's last year in office, 450,000. Border arrests during Joe Biden's first year in office, almost 2 million, a colossal increase. 20 to 50% of those arrested last year were released into this country. Illegal immigrants cost taxpayers about $200 billion every year. On the drug front, Cartels move roughly $100 billion worth of narcotics into America each year from Mexico. The amount of fentanyl entering the USA from Mexico is up 1,000% compared to 2 years ago. More than 100,000 Americans die from drug ODs every year. Obviously, President Biden is failing dismally to control the southern border. There's no question about that. But some believe that Mr. Biden is being humane. In 2018, Pope Francis responded to reporters who asked his opinion about President Trump's policy of discouraging migrants, sending most of them back to Mexico. Said the Pope, quote, "A person's dignity does not depend on them being a citizen, a migrant, or a refugee. Saving the life of someone fleeing war and poverty is an act of humanity," unquote. Then the Pope said, quote, "It's contrary to our Catholic values as well as immoral to deny poor people refuge." Well, that is the Pope's job, to look out for the poor and oppressed. But allowing millions of people into any country unsupervised hurts the citizens already living there. So, how do we handle illegal immigration in a moral way? First, either enforce existing immigration law or change it. Congress can change it. Most Americans don't want open borders and the problems that stem from them. What does the Pope think about drug smuggling? Would he allow thousands of people to bring narcotics into Vatican City or thousands of migrants to set up tents there? Would the Pope allow that? No, he would not. Now, I like Pope Francis. I believe he is kind and compassionate, which again is his job. But if you're going to deal in politics, with all due respect to the pontiff, you've got to go for the greater good. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And this weekend, you can see the Donald Trump History Tour on BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by
law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day, 1801, the USA's fourth presidential election was decided by the House of Representatives. The lawmakers selected Thomas Jefferson to lead the nation following a tie in the Electoral College. Jefferson's victory ended one of the nastiest presidential campaigns in history. It also resolved a major constitutional crisis. Here is the story. At the time, each member of the Electoral College cast two votes, making no distinction between president and vice president, just two votes. In 1800, Thomas Jefferson and his running mate, Aaron Burr, each received 73 electoral votes, a tie. Now, Burr and Jefferson didn't even like each other. Under Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution, the contest was then sent to the House. Each of the 16 states back then would cast one vote to pick the next commander-in-chief. On February 11, 1801, Jefferson and Burr lobbied lawmakers with promises of cabinet appointments and other lucrative stuff. On February 17, lawmakers selected Thomas Jefferson to lead the young republic. Alexander Hamilton of New York played a key role in breaking the tie. The final tally, 10 states for Jefferson, 4 for Burr, 2 refused to vote at all. The 12th Amendment quickly followed the electoral crisis. Going forward, the college would cast separate votes for president and vice president. The next amendment would not be ratified until after the Civil War, so this was big. And here's something else you might not know. Alexander Hamilton's role in handling the election would eventually lead to his death. Aaron Burr was furious at Hamilton, claiming the election was stolen from him. A few years later, Hamilton fiercely campaigned against Burr once again, who was running for governor of New York. The two men agreed to a duel that would settle the decade-long rivalry. Pistols. On July 11, 1804, Aaron Burr shot and killed Alexander Hamilton in northern New Jersey. Thomas Jefferson was reelected 5 months later. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.